USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated in his home Wednesday. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph announced President Moïse met with President Trump in March of 2019 to discuss trade. Mr. Moïse via a translator.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of Haiti, Haiti and the United States are two countries that are not only friends, but very close. I am a friend, and Miami is actually less than 2 hours away from our island. And we are here this afternoon. We'll have discussions of good things, things that will be positive for both countries. Thank you.
Moïse was killed about 1 a.m. local time by a group of assailants. The First Lady was also injured in the attack. The attackers were described as Spanish-speaking. We are USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
The absentee ballots in the Democrats' New York City mayoral race have been counted with no surprises. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The container ship that blocked the Suez Canal for days earlier this year set sail Wednesday after its owners reached a multi-million-dollar compensation deal with Egyptian authorities for its release. The Suez Canal Authority and the Ever Given's Japanese owners signed the deal early Wednesday that allowed the ship to leave the canal. The SCA didn't immediately provide details of the agreement. The ship blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week back in March. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Healthcare in America is some of the most expensive on the planet. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans consistently call the cost of healthcare their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially. But unfortunately, they're violating that trust that we've put in the doctors and other providers.
While the average cost of health insurance is $452 a month, this cost may vary depending on where you live and how much coverage you want. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.